Good morning, everyone. Really happy to be here. I'm Chris Chatto, principal and architect with ZGF Architects. So a little context about ZGF and I think our connection and really interest in building decarbonization. We're one of the top 10 largest architecture firms in the U.S., about 750 people and seven offices now, West Coast from Vancouver, British Columbia to Los Angeles. I'm in our Portland, Oregon office. We have an office in Denver. And some on the East Coast, DC and New York. And we're really lucky to work for a very diverse client type, but a lot that have really made big strides in having decarbonization goals. So we're working for institutions, universities, healthcare organizations. There's been a lot of interesting developments in terms of setting decarbonization targets there, working for municipalities, tech companies driving a lot of innovation. And some, I think, some fairly enlightened developer clients doing multifamily or office with some big goals. And I think my role for the last 15 years at ZGF has really been advancing our sustainability practice. And so I've seen it from where we were just trying to convince clients to do LEED and LEED Silver, and it's not going to cost that much, and really seeing a transformation in the market where we are having clients come to us now and saying, we have this decarbonization goal. How do we get our campus, this building? What do we do? And really starting to ask those questions. So it really has transformed our practice, how we're doing that. We've been really hard at this, I think, from a holistic perspective for the last 5 or 6 years, looking at embodied carbon. We signed on to the AIA 2030 commitment in 2010, the first year. We had been tracking building EUI, so really focused on energy efficiency for a while. So I think we have a lot more of a handle on that, where we're really seeing a lot of advances and more potential is really on the embodied carbon side and looking more holistically at building systems. Thus far, it's been really looking at the big systems, the big drivers. So honestly, it's structure, it's concrete, it's using mass timber and looking at developing tools, some of these publicly available to share those. And developing tools and processes within our practice to really make decisions. And what I'm excited about this gathering really is that we've been focused on those areas where there's potential for making large reductions, and where there's good data. And this building systems level is an area where there has been a lot less. And we've found out a lot of it's how much is MEP, how much is the mechanical components. We have good data on refrigerants, et cetera. But I think lighting is one of those areas, both from an operational side, how can we do grid management, interactive grid management, and then from an embodied carbon side too. We're looking forward to advances there and really having that advance our practice and the consultants we work with. So really happy to be here, hear more about these subtasks and learn from you all. So thank you.